we had him on the periphery and we wanted to stay in touch with him. And as Carlos said, he identified us early. His agent, Luis Cabrera, checked in early. And we just, with where our position player club was, with where our infield was, obviously pre-trade of Polanco, we had some tough fits to make work with some of these conversations. But we wanted to be very transparent about that and open that if things were to change, if we were to adjust the roster in a slightly different way, there might be some openings. And so soon after we made that trade, we had this conversation with him and said, we think we've opened up some at bats and have a little bit more flexibility in the infield. And I think that what we are identifying here is another guy that adds to the mix at first base and obviously can rotate into DH as well. But you know, when you lose a Jorge Polanco, who's going to give you quality at bats in the middle of the top end of that lineup, Carlos has a lot of that. I'm not saying it's the same by any means, but you know, similar profile in the sense of this guy can take a walk. He really knows the strike zone. He's always been a tough out. He's always a good at bat. And he's a really good clubhouse fit. So I think all of those things together played in a way that allows us to take a little bit of pressure off, you know, guys like Alex Kirilloff and Jose Miranda and others that might be part of the first base group along the way, have a veteran guy there that can establish himself too to give us some protection that'll help.